So we are talking with Tyle Hertzens, headphone maven extraordinaire, and Mahler Music has posed the question, the next question, which is, what is the next big breakthrough in headphone technology for better sound quality that will change how headphones are made? Now, headphones have been around for a long time, and the technology hasn't changed that much. I mean, it's basically a speaker sitting next to your ear. Is there anything new that you know coming down the pike that that might change all of that?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
but you can't tell us or you'd have to kill us, right?
No. I can go into this at length. But I want to run something by you here for just a second, because you said headphones have been around a long time, and they're just two speakers next to your ears. Well, I'm going to take exception to that, because there's a thing called the loudspeaker and headphone handbook, and in there, there's one chapter out of a very thick book that is kind of the only resource anywhere I've ever found that gives you what amount to the Teal small parameters for a speaker.
Remind us again what the Teal small parameters are.
Oh, it's things like the enclosure size and enclosed air chamber and the diameter of the drivers and the primary resonance of the drivers and the crossover elements and blah, blah, blah.
All that kind of stuff. Okay.
Yeah, you end up with a chunk of formula that's maybe this big on a page or something. The same formula for headphones is about four times bigger.
Huh.
Because there's just a lot going on in there that, you know, speakers in the end just put sound out into space and headphones don't.
So good point.
You're literally listening inside a resonant chamber. So you have to create leaks in that chamber and leaks behind the driver and leaks between the driver and that chamber and how the pads bounce against the side of your head and all this stuff. So the truth is, from my perspective, Sennheiser kind of got their act together in the 90s with the HD 560, I think, was kind of the first really good sounding headphone, and it started going from there. But really, there was never a lot of money in headphones until Beats came along and smartphones came along. And so really, headphones are, in terms of their developmental life cycle, just getting off the ground. So we're still in like elementary school in a lot of ways in headphones. But that is changing really rapidly, mainly because there's a lot of money in headphones right now. I mean, it's a big market out there. And there's a lot changing in headphones, and headphones are now, when I'm talking about traditional wired headphones, are now getting quite a bit better, kind of across the board. But there's another thing coming along hot and heavy, which is immersive audio and the ability to create three-dimensional soundscapes that seem like they're coming from outside of your head on headphones.
From all directions, including overhead.
Everywhere, yeah, because gamers want to use it. That's one of the big driving forces. But there's also a lot of desire for this kind of immersion of audio for smart headphones. Soon, we will start seeing headphones. Well, we already can see headphones that have biometric sensors in there, heartbeat, temperature, sweat, vibration sensors that could tell when your footfall hits the ground, so you can feel that.
Count your steps, in other words, kind of like a Fitbit in your headphones.
Right, exactly that. But then taking that even a step further, there's this desire to wear a headphone as a display for your smartphone, and you say to your smartphone, where's the railroad station? And all of a sudden you hear from behind you over to one side, the railroad station is over here, and you go to look in that direction, and then the sound lines up with what you're coming. So the sound is coming from very specific places. And the best example of where this would be incredibly valuable is for blind people, because, of course, they have very little opportunity to gain situational awareness of their surroundings. I mean, they literally have to go up to a store, open the door and say, hey, what kind of store this is? Mm. And with these kinds of headphones, there could literally be a background narration that's going along as they're walking around, you know, Rexall drugstore, you know, Joe's automotive place, First Street 20 yards away, First Street 10 right, yards right, away, right. You know? So, and then of course for home theater, for decoding surround and convincingly giving you a sense of immersion. Now, the reason why I kind of go off on that tangent is that in order to trick your head into thinking that this sound is coming from outside your head, you have to do some very precise tuning of the head-related transfer function cues and how they change as your head's moving around. So they're going to have some pretty powerful DSP engines in there doing that. And one of the things those DSP engines are going to be able to do is compensate for any driver inadequacy. You can imagine in the future when you have DSP in the headphones that they might design headphones primarily on whether they can get the driver to act without any modal breakup and have the driver act perfectly linearly without regard to the frequency response. And then so they have a driver that they can tell it to do anything they want it to do. And in its natural state without processing isn't very flat. But then as soon as they turn the processing on, they can make it dead flat. Well, as a result, if they can create this immersive audio thing really well, there could be just a switch setting where you go, you know, audiophile, and you push a button and it comes out with a neutral flat response, very good resolution. And it may be that these very smart DSP-driven headphones end up, and these will be consumer products in the $300 to $500 neighborhood probably, that these headphones may actually become better sounding than passive headphones of any price because, you know, all the control has to be done acoustically, which is very, very difficult. So I think we're about to see a lot of change in the world of headphones.